In this news update, it's being brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kendy. Bresky Siding Building Repairs, your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers and the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. There will be some enhancements when it's time for Ubley's homecoming, as well as at the Sebring Township Library. The Huron County Economic Development Corporation awarded a grant to these two entities. The EDC awarded a $4,507 grant to the Homecoming Committee. The funds would be used to provide more events for teenagers who are often overlooked during events that generally focus on keeping adults and children entertained. Some of the ideas for teens are to enhance teen dances and other events for them. This year's homecoming events to be scheduled Thursday, June 25th to Sunday, June 28th. The $8,095 that went to the Sebring Library at 41 North Center Street was used to buy modular tables for craft days, classes, and more. And after more than 3 years and several meetings, some headway is being made to allow Amish to build a wooden bridge over the Cass City River for their safety. Tuscola County Commissioner Tom Bardwell provided an update on the proposed project recently. He explained the state is finally starting to understand what the Amish want to do and that the proposed bridge project is for horse and buggies and not motorized vehicles. An application from the DNR has been signed for an easement to be considered. The state can allow that when state land is the only alternative for a proposed use, which is for Amish to travel safely by not having to share a road with motorized vehicles, explained Bardwell, who has championed the project since the beginning. The Amish community wants to build their own bridge over Cass River in order to avoid traveling by horse and buggy on M53 with fast-moving vehicles. Traveling M53 in a non-motorized vehicle has led to many horse and buggy vehicle accidents that have resulted in injury or loss of life. The Amish want to build their own wooden bridge that's 20 feet wide over the Cass River exclusively for their use, and they will maintain it. There is a large Amish community who live in Tuscola and Sanilac County. And according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention of Michigan, has a very high level of flu cases happening. The flu, which has a new variant of the virus, is running rampant across the United States. It's expected to get even worse following holiday travel. The CDC estimates there's at least 7.2 million flu cases nationwide, and Michigan has a very high influenza-like illness activity level. This year's flu is a variant called subclade K and is different from what was expected, so the vaccine was developed and doesn't match the virus. Although the flu vaccine doesn't match that strain, it will still provide some protection against the virus. The majority of medical providers still recommend that everyone over the age of 6 months be vaccinated. The CDC estimates that only 42% of adults and children have been vaccinated against the flu this year. The flu is particularly dangerous for people 65 and older, pregnant women, young children, and people over any age who have chronic health problems, including asthma, diabetes, heart disease, and a weak immune system. And we'll return after these words from our sponsors.
Mirror, on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
This is Kent McKenzie from McKenzie Jewelers, located on the north side of Bad Axe. At our store, every piece of jewelry is crafted with love and attention to detail. We believe that jewelry is more than just an accessory. It's a way to tell your story. From beautiful engagement rings to sparkling necklaces, bracelets, earrings, and more, our collection is designed to make every moment shine. Whether you're celebrating a love story, looking for a gift, or simply treating yourself, we're here to help you find the perfect piece. We also offer custom designs to create a beautiful, one-of-a-kind piece that is exclusively yours. We're dedicated to providing personalized service and building lasting relationships with our customers. We'd love to be part of your special moments. Visit McKenzie Jewelers today, where every piece tells a story.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And we're back with more news. Following his capture by U.S. Special Forces in Operation Absolute Resolve, former Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro has been transported to a federal detention center in New York. He is scheduled to appear in court today to face long-standing charges of narco-terrorism and weapons trafficking. Attorney General Pam Bondi confirmed the legal proceedings would begin immediately to address the 2020 indictment. And the Cuban government has announced 2 days of national mourning after 32 of its citizens were killed during U.S. operation in Venezuela. Havana stated that the deceased were on a medical and social mission, while U.S. officials claim they were part of Maduro's security detail. The incident has significantly strained relations between the U.S. and Caribbean nations. And that's been a look at your news, brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair. Bresky Siding Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs Only used car dealer with a full-line service department.
Did you know not all vehicles can be towed behind a camper? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen. Only vehicles built with a specific function in the transmission can be flat-towed without causing expensive repairs. Luckily for you, I have a 2014 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk that can be flat-towed behind a camper, and it's priced to sell. Equipped with four-wheel drive, heated leather seats, Bluetooth, heated steering wheel, remote start, a power liftgate, and towing package, this Trailhawk is ready to go wherever you go. With a 3.2 V6 engine, it's trail-rated, has 86,000 miles, and you can drive it home for $13,580. We also just received a 2019 Jeep Compass Latitude 4x4. It has McKinley trimmed cloth and leather seats, heated steering wheel, and remote start. It has a 2.4-liter four-cylinder engine with 94,000 miles. You can drive it home for $13,780. And last up for this week, I have a 2018 Chevy Silverado double cab. It has the Z71 off-road package and four-wheel drive, Chevy's 5.3 V8 engine, remote start, and heated cloth seats. It's in great shape with only 73,000 miles, and we're asking $29,880.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
Mirror, on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.